both of you go out. You go somewhere. Say, honey, just stay in the car. Stay in the car. I just want to pick something.
Like, babe, you haven't taken any pictures. Man, like, I know in the morning.
No matter how much they say, they don't want to shout about it. It is loud. Mm-hmm. Is it what they wear?
Yoruba demons have no restraint. They've accepted it. They have accepted mm-hmm. who they are. And they're like, you know what? I'm going to go out and scatter everywhere.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right, we're back again to continue on the topic of the misconception of the Yoruba demons with Femi and Bayo. Yes, we have a whole lot to say about how this Yoruba demon, this terminology of a Yoruba demon, you know, is based on trauma. Yes, trauma. Now, don't let me say everything. Let's get back into it. Welcome to DSL. Date, Sex, and Love. A podcast on provocative topics on love, sex, and dating. This week, I and my guest will be talking about unpopular opinions on relationships, what's in and what's not on sex, plus juicy and hilarious dating scenarios we can totally relate to and learn from. Let's get started.
As an ex-Yoruba demon, first of all, being a Yoruba demon is expensive. Yeah, it is. It is very. Yeah, you will. You would. It's time consuming because you're going to be
from one babe to the other.
Yeah, you're going.
You are investing.
Yeah,
watching your investment.
You know, I had a time when I was talking to 5 different ladies, wow. and I was telling them the same thing.
Copy and paste.
Jig, and I had to stop myself. I said. I was like, is this... are you mad? In Yoruba, I'm like, what are you doing, Daru, my boy? Yeah.
Oh, okay.
5 different ladies, the same thing. I was like, nah, this is too time consuming. You're dropping from one, another one is calling you. You're calling the person. You can't sleep. You wake up in the morning, you are dozing in the office. What kind of rubbish is this? It's just time consuming. So if you're a Yoruba demon, man, just ask yourself, is this how you want to continue living your life? Do you is this how you want to continue living your life? Don't you have other priorities? You know, you don't want to have kids, you don't want to have a wife, you don't want to have a family. You just want to be having sex up and down.
Like a rabbit.
You know, I think just first of all, ask yourself, is this how you want to end up? And I think some Yoruba demons are truly hurt and traumatized, and they need therapy so that they can heal, know, so they don't continuously, like, hurt other people.
Yeah.
Because it's very necessary. You know, I realize that a lot of guys, if you check it, some Yoruba demons, it's because back in secondary school or sometime that maybe they didn't have money, that they asked a lady out. She didn't even insult him. She just said...
the rejection.
She's not interested.
Or you? Me? Come on. Chelsea, come on now.
Do you get? And they could not handle the rejection. And all their lives, they are trying to prove that girl wrong. Say, I go make calm. And when I go make calm, you go see her. They're trying to do it.
Giving Africa magic storyline.
Yeah. Do you get? And then you go about breaking other people's hearts. You don't even care. So I think therapy is needed. For a lady, you can know a Yoruba demon who doesn't have great plans for you. You know, some of them are retired. You know, some of them are not. But you can know. A lady, once you talk to a guy, you can be like, this guy doesn't have plans for me. You know, it depends. Some ladies who are in school, they're in university, who want to have the time of their life.
Yeah.
You know, see, I just want to have the time of my life with this guy.
Nothing
just
serious.
Know what you're in going in for. Do you understand? If he breaks your heart at the end of the day, Omo, peace be unto you. God will help you and the trauma that you face.
Yeah.
So I think guys, you know, need therapy. For regular guys who feel they don't have stees, it's a confidence issue. And here's one thing that can help them. There was something I did back in school. I used to be this very shy guy, right? So what I did was I used to look for the finest girls on campus, on the walkway. And I'll tell myself every day, I'll speak to at least one. I don't have to get their names or their numbers. I don't need it. I'll just go to them, sit with them, have a conversation with them. Oh, how are you doing? How's your day going? Oh, what's your name? Give them a compliment. Make sure I make them smile. and I leave. And I, yeah.
Guys, are you learning?
And I did that for like 3 years. And it just boosted my confidence in a very unique way. Do you get? Fine. And I'm talking of girls that I know that on a normal day, I know feel follow them, dog. But I walk up to them. Hi, how you doing? I just wanted to say hello to you. Mm. My name is Femi. Just wanted to talk to you for like 5 minutes. Lovely shoes, by the way. Oh, she smiles. Oh, that's good entry. Bah, and then start.
Your mouth is
and then you build your confidence. Mm. You know, you don't have to be a bad guy.
Yeah.
Then number two, know how to handle rejection so you don't get to the extreme of being, you know, a demon who just goes around messing around with people. So
sharing Pepe.
Yeah. That's what I feel, sure.
It's funny because there's something you said that follows a particular screenwriting rule. It says enter late, leave early. Like if you're entering a scene, like enter close to the main thing that's supposed to happen, and once it happens,
get out,
leave the scene,
leave the scene. What comes to think of it too, guys, now Yoruba demons are majorly for men, but does Yoruba demons apply to women?
I was about to say that too, like that was the other thing I wanted to say, like because when he said something about like the therapy and like it's the same thing, like there are Yoruba babes.
Really?
Yeah, Yoruba women.
Mention names though. What?
See that laugh.
Yoruba guys are weak. Show you.
One. Fear Yoruba women. Because the same thing, they are cut from the same cloth. They are all Oduduwa's children. The only difference now is one looks more menacing than the other. The Yoruba, female Yoruba demons have the added advantage of the innocent look.
You won't see them coming.
Also, you can't, like for at least the Yoruba guys, you get, this one can scatter my life. But for Yoruba women, it's,
she feel better
I can
you.
Build. Like, I can build a few. And this is, it's always, it's really Yoruba demon men that, fall into the trap of Yoruba demon women. If two Yoruba demons jam, it's always it's a battle of who.
Who go in trap who?
But once whoever catches the other person's move button first,
it's a
over.
Case of Mr. and Mrs. Smith.
Mr. and Mrs. Smith, exactly. Who can catch the other person off guard first? You catch yourself. I smiled. I'm sleeping. Remind yourself, stay wicked. Three drops of two doses of wickedness burning up to
me. Oh my Lord.
Yes, there are female Yoruba demons too. Some of them don't even know. Like, so that's another thing. I think there are certain people that they know they're Yoruba demons. Then there are some that they don't. They don't know. It's like a slipper gene.
Okay.
They're just moving on the vibe of and they don't even know what they're doing. They don't know what the damage that they're causing.
They're just living their life.
Yeah.
Feeling like it's my happiness that is, you know, the ultimatum. If you're not making me
do
happy,
what makes
you're not
you happy.
Me happy. That's just it.
Mm. But to follow up with the advice to like guys and all that. Honestly, oftentimes, like try to weigh the consequences of your actions. Cause I mean, you break. Let's say you meet a girl. Oh, you're like, you know what? I just want to get what I want to get and leave.
Mm-hmm.
You break this girl's heart. That girl now decides men are scum. So she decides to go on a heartbreaking spree herself.
Mm-hmm.
And now the flowchart, the family tree, just starts to spread her more. From that, she has created more Yoruba demons. Those Yoruba demons want to create more female Yoruba demons.
Yeah.
And continue and continue. And you have fathered so many generations. Where you could have just left. And I think one thing that is a lot of people trolling, it's not even an empathy thing. It's more like if I don't do it, somebody else is going to do it. So why shouldn't I just do it? Like, you don't have to do it. If somebody is going to do it, let it be on
that person's conscience.
Because like at some point in the future, you're going to be like, maybe I shouldn't have. Well, like when you can really just avoid that now and go and watch ball.
But not Arsenal.
Go and play game. Arsenal. Exactly. Specifically Arsenal. Please. Who would they be watching? Is it Chelsea they be watching? like actually sometimes maybe just so every once in a while just weigh the if I should scatter this person now, can it? I mean, it might never come back to you. That's like one of the weird things about karma.
Yeah.
Sometimes it comes back quickly, sometimes it touches somebody far down the line that is not your concern. But just sometimes do something good. Leave the girl alone. The girl herself, maybe she was on the brink of maybe like total disaster. And if you are just gonna and started your own, you would have completely ruined her and sent her into his prayer. But you have just left her and she goes on to win a Nobel Prize. Cure cancer. How many people do you think have been stopped from curing cancer because of the actions of the Yoruba demon? Think about that. Just think about that.
But I think we have more Yoruba demon women than men. Like you said, some of them. Some of them don't even know. Because the Yoruba demon men are on the attack.
Okay.
So we point... We move.
Yeah, but you know, now attack.
Yes.
Another thing is that they are also the ones that are more in the spotlight.
Yeah.
Like people are on the lookout for Yoruba.
Exactly.
Men.
Exactly.
But nobody's talking about the real dangers. The real dangers.
Yeah.
The ones that are corsets, Iro Abuba. That's onion gilly. Onion popo.
You get. And they are leading six people on, collecting gifts from all of them.
And they're just like, I'm not dating them, so like, I don't have to be committed. If a guy says that, he says he's a player. But if a guy says that, he says that, yeah, she's an independent woman.
Hello. Do you get?
Please, excuse me. We are just, you know, weighing our options.
Which options?
Do you know what makes it even worse? You know what makes it even worse? So what? Like, I was talking to a friend yesterday, like, so the power of hair is insane, is immense. So for guys now, we have our haircuts, and then we have facial hair, you know, and they do a lot. But then you now have women. You have
Deborah
for hair, for example. Now you have so many options. You have your natural hair. You have attachments. You have wigs. Those three are crazy different combinations. One girl can be 10 different people in 1 week.
Yes,
she can be Brenda, Latisha, Lashana, the entire team. She should not add colors.
Then it can be Monica.
There is now makeup.
They make up to pepper you.
You know, it was last year that I finally understood why men even buy women wigs. It's not for the women.
It's for who?
It's for the men.
So that, so that
you
person.
Can see the babe. So, like, you just see maybe one other babe on Twitter with a like a blonde wig and still fits my babe. You'd be like, oh my god, he bought me a wig. It's not for you.
So that you see,
it's for you to wear. But so that I can get another babe. You don't want him to cheat at me.
Look at that concept. You don't want him to cheat.
Oh my god.
Yes, you will. So you can be a new person each day. just you know, role play and change the name. Okay, so I did not want to talk about the sexuality of Yoruba demons because I know it is internationally known everywhere that Yoruba men are
again
stewards.
Propaganda.
Yeah, that's propaganda. Because
really?
Wait, it can be two
wait,
things.
Oh.
Wait, it can be two things. Let's not lie. Let's not lie. Yoruba, the culture is loud. Our fashion is loud. Have you seen two Agberos fighting before? You say two of them are saying, I go beat you. I'm just trying to say it in English. I go beat you. You're saying, oh yeah now, I go beat you. Oh yeah now. They will move close to each other. No punch. Nothing. No, only no, mouth. No,
nobody wants to start.
Only mouth. Then all of them now call the other guy. Hey, Kasim, what you did? How far? Miss me for all, you catch along. You get one guy waiting. If you want fight. Like, this will not stay like for you.
Know, back then, that street fighter game that we used to fight, how did we jump?
Only mouth. No action. And there is a huge possibility that even in bed, the guys go be like, I'm gonna you know, just say, I'm gonna deal with you today, man.
It's over.
It's over, man. Oh God, nothing.
Minutes later, that was amazing. And she's there looking at me.
Sure, all right.
If you are not fine.
If not that you are fine and you have money.
You get, so it can be that too. My job in mouths, nothing.
I think there's another possibility.
International record.
So that's the thing. There's another possibility. The same way he said Yoruba is loud, like fashion and everything. There's every possibility that most people, because you know, most countries are really like unicultural. They don't have multiple ethnic groups. It's very possible that people just align Nigerians with Yoruba people.
Yeah,
that's true.
So the sins of everybody. Now you're back, guys.
Very possible.
Okay, it's very possible. That's true. So, ladies out there that internationally, you know,
it's confirm it's
testing trap. Exactly. Are you Yoruba or?
Or just yeah. Nigerian. Let me know for when you break my heart.
Let me know. Okay. So let's leave the sexuality out of it. But like, I think I kind of agree. It's a propaganda.
Yeah. Propaganda.
They're coming for us. They want to stain our rights.
It's a propaganda.
However, they love us too much. But they will always be, for every one person that comes against us, two will rise for us.
Oh. Yeah.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah.
All
yeah.
right. Mm. So our lasting statements, our last statements for Yoruba men. Mm. Please, let's stop the misconception of all Yoruba men are bad.
Word.
Speaking for the likes of Femis.
Yes, justice for Femis. Justice, please. We are not bad. We are just nice people. We are kind. And some
just
people
want
have
to take care of you.
You know. Get some people have taken advantage of it, but not all yeah. Femis are bad. Mm. You see me today, say, what's your name? They say
Femi, are you always ashamed to introduce yourself?
No.
Like I'm, you go think do you just like think it well? Should I see my
I don't even
or
I don't
just
even
say
think,
Daniel.
I don't even think about it. Say what's your name? I say Femi. If you like look me in the hand, like, now you lose. If you like say look me, this. Nah, I lie, oh guy, this thing. And some people is just stereotype. Mm. They've not been heartbroken by any Yoruba or any Yoruba experience. Anything. Mm. They don't have any direct experience. Even their friends don't have direct experience. Mm. They saw it on Twitter. So when they see a Femi in their head, their brain and what they saw on Twitter, just, oh, Femi. And then you're now looking for something that is not missing. So if I do something, you know, say, I said it. Did you get yeah. and everything? So even now, you know, when I'm with a lady and all that kind of thing, and I know that, I'm not interested again. In my mind, I'm like, I can't ghost this person. I must have a conversation. Mm. So she will not go and say, his name Femi. Is Femi. Eh, that's how they do. I beg, I know what.
Oh my God. All the Femis out there. So I think that's what we've learned today, really. Not all Yoruba men are demons. Some Yoruba men are angels.
Most, actually.
Yes, and lots.
It's
and
just lots. The propaganda. We are just loud.
Yeah.
Please, Yoruba guys out there, yeah, good Yoruba guys out there. So give them a chance. All right. Okay. Thank you, my two lovely Yoruba men, for joining me on this episode.
Thank
it's
you so much
a beautiful,
us.
Funny, entertaining episode. I hope I have you guys again. But speaking of which, can you make sure you drop your number before you go so that my fans out there, they hear your voice. If they want to enter your entrapment, let them be free.
We don't entrap him.
At all. No.
Did you hear that voice? Does that voice sound like?
Which of is his own?
So, I started with one stuff that I saw on Instagram. What? Now, both of you are going to do it now. Bye. I want you to stay. And don't joke. Bayo, I want you to say, hey mama. Do it. Remove that laugh. Clear the voice.
So, just fair warning, I think I have kind of like a sore throat and a cold. So, see. Yeah.
Okay, we've heard.
Anyways.
Yeah.
Hey mama.
Hey, FM. You saved the last for the best. You saved the best for the last.
Just hey mama, right?
Only.
Oh yeah.
Oh my God. Hey mama.
And call on that me. Note.
Call me.
Run away. Run away. Okay, you know what? Like we said, you know what you're getting into.
All right, guys, let's continue this conversation on our social media platforms at the DSL_podcast on Instagram, DSL_pod on X. Twitter is Twitter, and DSL podcast on TikTok. You can also follow me on my Instagram, X, and TikTok social media at Adejumi. That's AdeJumie. Thank you guys for listening to DSL today. And remember, all is fair as a Yoruba demon in this game called love. See ya. Bye.
Thank you for sticking with me all through. You can keep the conversations going on all our social media platforms using the hashtag DSL. You can also leave your comments and rate us on the Jamit platform or any podcast platform you listen from. Remember, all is fair in this game called love.